This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I just don't see a world where the Mets are better off trading off of this player. That's my point. If you can create the world where it makes the Mets better, I'm game. Because I don't care about the emotions anymore. I want to win. And I don't think that breaking up the core, which is such a cliched thing, needs to be at the expense of the talent on your roster.
I agree with you. Let me be clear. I agree with you. But I think that there possibly is a situation where David Stearns is saying this core has collapsed now twice in the last couple of years. We got to get rid of somebody. And if we can't get rid of McNeil and we do want to bring Pete back, then Nimmo is the odd man out. It's musical chairs. And we get rid of Nimmo. Maybe you sign a Bellinger. You bring one of these kids up to play center field.
Yeah,
I'm just going through the process.
Let you get a little bit younger.
Yeah.
Not significantly, but it's just a way to do it. And if it costs you, it costs you. We know that Steve Cohen is not afraid to spend money to get what he needs.
Well, if he's not afraid to spend money, then keep the player and spend the money anyway.
Well, that's
the easy answer, no, right?
That is, actually, that is the better answer.
Thank you. Because like, if you're a businessman, do you want to spend money to make a good baseball player go away?
Right, but here's the thing. We didn't come up with this. This isn't fan-driven or WFAN-driven. This is Met-driven.
Right, but there's a difference, Teague, between listening on something and then it actually happening. So my point to you is I'd listen on everything. I have no issue with the Mets listening. I'm telling you today on November 18th, A, I don't think the Mets are going to trade him, and B, I think it would be stupid to trade him because I don't see a scenario that makes the Mets better. If they trade him, I'll take my L for being wrong, but then I'll probably scream and yell at the move. Unless it's a move I don't see coming. I'm just using logic that a 33-year-old player with 5 years left on his deal is not getting you a lot back, and it's creating a new hole for you to fill. The Mets didn't score enough runs last year. It's the most under-talked about topic around the failure of the New York Mets. It's always about pitching and defense. And while that stuff's true, they did not score enough runs last year.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say it over and over again until people realize it. They scored fewer runs last year than they did the year before, and they added Juan Soto. So they need to improve their offense. Removing one of your better offensive players, in which you're probably not going to get much back, doesn't seem to be the best idea.
No, I would agree with that. Sports Talk on WFAN is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
You're listening to WFAN, WFAN-FM, WFAN-FMHD1, New York, and Odyssey Sports Station. Vinny on Long Island. Hey, Vinny.
What's going on, guys? Great show by the four of you, as always. Keep
appreciate
it up.
Appreciate it. What's up?
Tiki, before I get to my point, Tiki, I just want to let you know I'm a New Yorker who's a Cowboys fan, but I got nothing but respect. You're a class act and without a doubt a future Hall of Famer, brother.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Vinny.
All right. So listen, I'm not against getting both Bellinger and Tucker. If they can pull it off, great. But I called initially. I got a proposed trade, and I really think it might help both teams. Obviously, something happened with the Mets. Who knows what it was? Maybe there's a chemistry issue between Lindor and Soto, and clearly they're not getting rid of Soto. I would definitely take Lindor, and this is what I propose. Okay?
Let's go,
man.
This is what I would propose. We'll give you, and hear me out before you cut me off, we'll give you Volpe, we'll give you Dominguez, we'll give you Gill, and we'll give you Lombar for Lindor. And if we happen to get both Tucker and Bellinger, I'd even throw in Spencer Jones. But I think those four, it helps our leadoff, it takes a big contract off your hands, it gives you starting pitching, it gives you shortstop, it gives you an outfielder. I think it's a possibility that that's something that could work if they want to do it.
I don't see that. I don't see them moving. Maybe Volpe, they're just enamored with. I see that being a non-starter going across town.
What do you think Tommy and Sean are going to say about the trade proposal? I want you to predict their opinions.
Tommy wants it. Sean says it's the worst thing he's ever.
Okay. Sean Morash, your thoughts on that trade? If you're just tuning in 30 seconds ago, our last caller offered Francisco Lindor to the Yankees for Anthony Volpe, Luis Gil, George Lompard Jr.,
yes,
and Jason Dominguez.
I'm all in.
Oh, man.
So you say yes.
Really?
No brainer.
I'm so sick and tired of the Yankees hyping up prospects and them mismanaging them. Just give me the proven commodity at shortstop. Let's go.
All right. Tommy?
Believe it or not, there's only one player on the Yankees I would trade Francisco Lindor for, and that is the reigning AL MVP, Aaron Judge. Anyone else, I'm not doing the deal.
Well, I had it backwards.
You could throw every prospect in the book. I don't care.
I had it backwards.
Yeah, you had it backwards. I love fake Mets Yankees trades. Well, I really do.
I do too.
I mean, they're all dumb and will never happen, but they're fun.
Do you love Lindor, Tommy?
Me? Absolutely. No, yeah. No, his leadership, defense, everything that he brings to the table. Like I said, if you want to give me Aaron Judge, fine, yeah. But I mean, I'm not trading for Lombard and Gill, as
and
he would
way,
say.
By the way, that's what I would want if I was a Yankee.
Yeah.
You want Lindor's leadership, because I think that would translate in any locker room.
And I think he's the perfect guy to hit lead off for the Yankees, too. Yeah. Like, when you really consider everything. Yeah. I know, it's funny. Also, Tiki, a funny thing
long-term
is
long-term bet?
Yeah.
Who's hitting lead off for the Yankees when Francisco Lindor gets traded? It better be Francisco Lindor.
I just hear trades like that, and I've had a revelation. Maybe it was the Yankee early exit in October combined with another giant season we're here. I'm just so tired of overvaluing my own up-and-coming guys, and I'm tired of losing. I just want the next best team for the next possible year
right. Before
I drop dead without any other chance.
And Lindor helps you do that.
Yes.
For sure.
That's it.
Would you be interested in Brandon Nimmo, the guy we were just talking about? No, because I think I think you could actually have a more realistic trade. Nimmo's on the market.
I don't want to get older. I don't want to get older.
I made a trade proposal. I don't know if anyone remembers this. So we went to game two of the AL wild card series between the Yankees and the Red Sox. We did our show out there, and then I stayed, Sean stayed, Tommy stayed, Big Mac and Keith were there.
Yes.
We sit down for the beginning of game two, and I immediately made a trade proposal to Sean Morash. Half jokingly, but half like, hey, I'm in off-season mode. The Mets got eliminated, right? They didn't make the playoffs. Sean, do you remember what the one-for-one trade was?
I believe it was Rodon for Nimmo.
Exactly. Good call by you.
Yeah.
What do you think of that one, Teague?
I mean, we don't want Rodon anyway, so.
We have a trade.
There you go.
We've got one. By the way, I would make that Brandon Nimmo trade.
Brandon Nimmo for Carlos Rodon?
I don't remember what I said. I think I wouldn't, as much as I've been hard on Rodon.
Well, you were also about to watch him pitch in a playoff game.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Didn't he pitch well last year?
Rodon's now pitched well back-to-back years, which scares the hell
out of me. And so I think that's what it was. But yeah, because his first season, you were like, all right, whatever.
It was a disastrous first season. Now, keep in mind.
You're like, well, he did it for it in the postseason.
He is also hurt and is going to miss the first few weeks of the season.
He is. Yeah. Look, Carlos Rodon becomes more appealing to your staff the further he gets bumped back in the rotation.
Yeah.
So with Cole back and Freed.
When he's not the number two and he's potentially number four.
Right. Then I'm okay. You know what? Then because maybe he's not starting one of those first three games and you put him up against a number four in another team in the division series, I feel better about it.
Let's go to Steve in Staten Island. What's up, Steve?
Hello, fellas. Great show as always. Diehard Dodger fan over 60 years. Been following Bellinger all along. I was annoyed when he left the Dodgers. Number one, you all know that he's a terrific, unbelievable outfielder, great throwing arm, very fast. He might be the best first baseman in baseball. Here's why you want to keep him, because Kyle Tucker will be overpriced. And that is, he corrected his swing. When he was in the tank a couple of years ago, he was bailing on breaking pitches, and now somehow he's become disciplined. So I anticipate him to keep his offense the way it is.
The only reason I can't fully embrace that is since leaving L.A., he's had three seasons. Two of them have been good. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't call them great. I'd call them pretty good. And then 2024, he wasn't that good. So I don't know if it's all fixed and everything's fine and dandy. Like, I'm not exactly nervous he's going to become 21 or 22 Bellinger again, but I don't know if he's now this consistent 5 WAR, 295 player. Like, I'm not sure about that because his career has been such a roller coaster of up and downs.
Yeah, I wonder what. I mean, you wonder what about guys like that because it's either the scenery or the way he's his approach. Or I don't want to say because he seems like a baseball player. You know what I mean? It doesn't seem like someone who doesn't care. And you usually get those wild fluctuations when it's someone who takes it lightly.
Well, I think
they're just
first,
naturally good at it, you know, and it's just
you
don't have to really work to be a good player. So you're going to have some seasons where it's great because it just comes to you. Other seasons it's going to be that's not him.
Yeah, at first
he feels like a grinder.
He had a shoulder injury, which I think affected him probably with the disastrous 21. Mm. But you also have 22, and you've got 24 that wasn't a great year where he declined a bit. So you can't always just pin it on that one injury. It's tough to define. Let's go to Chris in Manhattan. Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. Oh, on that Yankee Met trade, after all the suffering the Mets have had, I can't bear to think about having Volpe on the Mets. Just on that alone.
Yeah.
Just on that alone, I don't want to do it. Anyway, just kidding. But on the Nimmo thing, guys, Evan, you hinted at it. I absolutely think Nimmo should be the DH this season. I think Nimmo has to move there. We have had a cavalcade of clowns in that position for 5 years. I think Nimmo's numbers would go up if he's a full-time DH. And if you could get Kwan or Bellinger in left or someone of quality, the Mets would be a better team.
I agree. And it also allows Nimmo to play the outfield until one of your young center fielders, specifically Carson Bench, is ready.
Mm-hmm.
So Nimmo will still play left field. He just doesn't have to play it 150 times. And Cody Bellinger is a good fit. I know we opened talking about Bellinger and Tucker with the Yankees. I love Bellinger as a fit along with Pete Alonso, where Bellinger can play first base to have PTH. Bellinger can play center field until Bench is ready. And then obviously, as our last caller discussed, play a lot of left field with Brandon Nimmo DHing. But I want to ask you a question, and it's a very depressing answer. Who has DH'd the most in the history of the New York Mets?
In history?
That's right. Now, again, DH started in the National League in 2022, briefly had it in 2020, but we'll include all the American League road games that the Mets had. Who has DH'd the most in New York Mets history? To put in perspective Chris's point that the Mets have had, quote, a cavalcade of garbage at the DH position. Would you each like a guess?
I can't even think of who it would be.
Can't even think of one. Sean, would you like to make a guess?
Short-lived, but I think he's going to be the high number, Daniel Vogelbach.
Daniel Vogelbach is a fine guess. Tommy, do you have a guess on who's DH the most in New York Mets history?
Cano?
Robinson Cano. Oh. Fair guess. Sean Morash, you are correct. Oh, Daniel Vogelbach is number one. And you know who number two is?
He's only here for 2 years, wasn't he?
Well, the DH hasn't been around for an eternity.
True.
Number two is J.D. Martinez.
Wow.
That would have actually been my guess.
Good guess. Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.